How would you like a 15% discount to my daily email, the stack of stuff, the show notes, discounts to the conference, all of that? All you need to do is text the word show to 33777. You'll get the annual subscription with a 15% discount to my daily email. You'll get the stack of stuff, the links to the show notes, discounts to the conference, and so much more. All you have to do is text the word show, S-H-O-W, to 33777. Text show to 33777.
Welcome to the Eric Erickson Show podcast, hour two.
My fellow Americans, how are you this fine Masters Thursday? I have my Masters shirt on. I was in the elevator with a guy. He says, oh, you got your Masters shirt on. I said, yes, I feel very pretentious. And also, I've been there. Welcome. The phone number, if you want to be on the show, 877-973-7425. Your phone calls are welcome. Tomorrow I will be here. All right. Some people were a little bit squeamish. Are you actually going to be on the show since you're the Masters? I will be doing my show tomorrow. I'm going to go to the Masters in the morning. In fact, I'm driving over to Augusta after the show today. I will be there in the morning. With your badge, you're allowed out of the gate and back in one time. So I will leave, do the show, and then go back in for the afternoon. And given that they have rain delay today, Tiger was supposed to be up in the morning around 10. That's going to put Tiger getting onto the greens until about 3 in the afternoon tomorrow. So I'll be able to see Tiger Woods. I really want to, every man wants Tiger Woods to win the Masters just one more time. I don't know that he will. Honestly, I'm kind of rooting for Rory McIlroy. I know what's going to happen to him. We all do. But I'm kind of rooting for Rory. Although, random aside here, seriously, I read the coolest story last night. Now, listen, this isn't a sports show. We all know this is a sports show, and I'm not really a sports guy. I pay attention to it, particularly with friends, but I really actually genuinely read one of the coolest stories about golf. Stuart Hagestad, he's 33 years old. He's played in the Masters. He's not a professional golfer. Stuart Hagestad is a banker, 33-year-old banker. He was finally able to get permission from his bosses to move down to Florida, but he is a really good golfer. He has won amateur competitions repeatedly. In fact, he was started out playing as an amateur with Scottie Scheffler and several other players, all of whom have gone on to win the Masters and other professional tournaments. And the whole point of the story, just so you understand why I'm kind of fascinated with golf, which I find very boring, by the way, to watch on television. I do kind of find it boring. But at the same time, oh, doggone it, my accountant just distracted me. If you wear the Apple Vision Pro, you can, like, be at Augusta National. I'm not going to do that on air. In any event, I'm distracted. I'm sorry. It's bad form here. Some people's text messages get through while I'm on air, including my accountant. But, so Stuart Hagestad, absolute amateur golfer, does not play professionally, has no desire to play professionally, wants to be a banker, went into college a good golfer, knowing I don't want to play on the PGA Tour, I want to be a banker. He got his start playing as an amateur with Colin Morikawa and Scottie Scheffler, both of whom have won major. Scottie Scheffler's number one golfer in the world. And still, he's like, I don't want to do this. I want to be a banker. But he's so good at golf, he's played in the Masters. So this is why I'm fascinated with golf, and that is that if you're really into baseball, you still can't play in the World Series as an amateur. And if you're really into football and really good at it, you can't play in the Super Bowl because you're not on a team as a professional. But if you're really good at golf, you get to play in the Super Bowl of golf, the Masters in Augusta, where this guy is this week. He had to put in his time at the office and get permission from his boss to take off last week and this week excess vacation. He's wiped out his vacation for the rest of the year at his company because he had to get a week before the Masters to practice and a week at the Masters. He's thinking maybe they'll be nice to him and still let him get some time off at Christmas. I'm fascinated by that. I just think that's neat. All right. I got to move on. I got data. I got sound bites. I got stuff we got to talk about. And part of that is, well, the Republicans. I got an email, actually. You know, let me read the email, part of the email. And part of it is essentially saying, I understand you're trying to be objective and pretend to give NBC the benefit of the doubt, but you come across as naive. The corporate media are tasked with reporting the approved establishment narrative, leftist good, pro-lifers bad. I'm not naive at all. I know that's what they do. But I also do think there's should be more willingness on our side to not just go straight for our own narrative that the media is bad, because occasionally the media does good things. I couldn't do this show, nor could you find out about half the stuff that happens in the country without the media that is out to get us. But the media is out to get the GOP, and in particular, the American media is out to stop Republicans, and they're playing up Republican divisions, and there are Republicans who profit off those divisions, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the Republicans should stop taking the bait and start being united, and I've got their message for them. It is the economy. This is Larry Summers on CNN.
Could crash, the indicators could turn down, but on current facts, a rate cut in June, it seems to me, would be a dangerous and egregious error, comparable to the errors the Fed was making in the summer of 2021 when it just didn't get the thread on inflation.
I said, CNN, that was Bloomberg, Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, who's been right about inflation all this time. Democrats have been vilifying him because he's been so right, saying the Fed may need to raise interest rates. That could spark a recession. The Fed's been very proud of itself for not having a recession. Ron Klain came out and said Joe Biden needs to stop worrying about infrastructure and Green New Deals and start worrying about inflation. That needs to be his number one thing. They asked Jim Clyburn about this on CNN with Wolf Blitzer.
I don't know how these issues really work, but I know this. I do know that people who have jobs because of this infrastructure law are very pleased to be back at work again. I do know that people who see these plants being put in their districts, like the Scout plant in Richmond County, South Carolina, the Volvo plant in Berkeley County, South Carolina, these battery plants are providing jobs for people that never had a good paying job before. Those things we need to talk about.
But people are talking about how much it costs to live. They got jobs, but jobs are part of the problem. But a little more from CNN first.
On the road, President Biden has tried to point to some of those positive indicators over the past few months. The fact that unemployment is down, the fact that wages are rising, and that the overall inflation trend is also lowering. But even as he's trying to highlight those positive aspects of the economy, what Americans are feeling is completely different. If you take a look at one of the most recent national polls from Marquette, it found that the majority of voters believed that the economy is either not so good or poor. And then when you stack up President Biden against former President Donald Trump, more believe that Trump is better on economic issues than President Biden. Now,
yeah, that's a real problem because the data bears this out. Again, one more from CNN.
It was again last month. It is now at the highest level since April of 2023. CNN's Paula Newton is joining me now from Ottawa. We've got Arlette Sines as well joining us from the White House. Paula, I want to start with you because these numbers just came in. This is definitely not what anyone wants to hear about inflation. We've already seen it rising again. It's stubborn.
Yeah, it is stubborn.
Yeah, it is sour. Of course it is. And the White House trying to make excuses here. Let me give you the actual data here, because a lot of people aren't paying attention to a subcurrent of economic times. And I've got this data that 8,087,000 Americans in 2023 were having to work multiple jobs. That's 5% of the American workforce is having to work multiple jobs. Disproportionately, by the way, impacts women. 3,904,000 men and 4,183,000 women having to work multiple jobs. Not only that, it's creeping back up. It had fallen in 2020 when everybody was out of work because of COVID, but it's now creeping back up and back to where it was in about 2019, but the trend line is headed higher as more and more people do it. And what's terrible about it is the trend line, when you look at the numbers for people who are working multiple jobs, both of which are full-time jobs, you've got around 380,000 Americans right now who are working two jobs, both of which are full-time jobs. And then you've got 5,055,000 Americans who are working a full-time job but have taken on part-time work just to make ends meet. And again, whether you're looking at people who are working two full-time jobs or a full-time job and a part-time job to make ends meet, the trend line is up significantly. And the trend line continues to go up significantly. People are working multiple jobs. It is the economy, stupid. Marjorie Taylor Greene has the national press corps salivating over Republican Civil War trying to oust Mike Johnson. It is a distraction from the economy. The media is fixated on an Arizona abortion law. I was on with Leland Vittert last night. He pointed out at the ABC, CBS, and NBC, all three of them led their news with the Arizona abortion law and the Arizona Supreme Court decision, suggesting that the court there was imposing abortion on Arizona, which is nonsense. They misrepresented it, but they're trying to do everything to stop Trump. They're trying to do everything to attack Trump, and Republicans are making it really easy. They're focusing on trying to remove the Speaker of the House. They're making it so easy for the Democrats to divide and conquer right now, when if the Republicans would all get on the same page, stop trying to off each other, and focus on the economy and crime, it's a winning message for the GOP. Crime in urban areas around this country is on the rise. It is on the rise, and the media is insisting it's in decline because people have just given up and stopped reporting it, even though it's happening. It's not safe in parts of this country where it used to be safe to go because of crime, because of illegal immigration. You have the fentanyl issue, and you have an economy, a growing number of Americans having to work two jobs to make ends meet in an economy the Democrats tell us is on fire and good. The Democrats constantly tell us the economy is working for people, and actually people are working more because the economy's not working for them, and they got to go find extra work to make ends meet. Groceries are up, the cost of living is up, the cost of everything is up. There is a message here for the GOP. I was on TV last night with Leland Vittert on News Nation, and one of the things he asked me is, why aren't Republicans focused on this? When you have a leader of the party in Donald Trump who has no impulse control and can't pick a message and stick to it, the rest of the party doesn't think it matters. They're just going to get distracted. I dissent. In 2022, the Republicans who won tough races were the ones who stuck to the message, crime and the economy. The Republicans who kept going off the reservation and focusing on other stuff, fighting about abortion and other things, they lost. Right now, you have some in the Republican leadership level trying to blame pro-lifers for all their woes. It's not true. A lot of pro-lifers won in 2020. In fact, Brian Kemp in Georgia, a swing state, won re-election despite having signed a six-week fetal heartbeat bill. Mike DeWine in Ohio, same thing. Lots of Republicans passed a lot of pro-life legislation. There were no repercussions for them. Why? Because it's not what they were talking about. They were talking about jobs and the economy. The Republicans who lost were the ones who decided they could play the culture war games, fight on abortion and trans issues, and ignore what most Americans cared about, jobs and the economy. And right now in Congress, you got Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to throw everybody off track by trying to oust the Speaker of the House and give the Democrats more headlines that show Republicans cannot govern. And I get emails, by the way, all the time from people saying, I don't know why you're attacking Marjorie Taylor Greene. At least she's fighting. You know, you can throw punches and be an idiot because you're punching in a fight you cannot win. There are ways to fight smart. Fighting versus fighting smart are two different things. Throw all the punches you want and wind up why you're dead because you were an idiot in the way you chose to fight, which is what she's doing. And she's going to get the GOP killed because the Republicans are having to fight each other and give the media more headlines instead of talking about jobs, the economy, crime. You could talk about those nonstop. Stop trying to off each other in Congress and focus on the economy and crime. It's a winning message for the GOP if they'll actually just shut up and focus instead of trying to get on TV fighting each other.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The phone number is 877-973-7425. I want to jump to the phones here. I got about a minute and a half here. Jim, welcome.
Hi, Eric. My comment has to do with the way things are said. You know, Mark Twain says there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. Mm-hmm. If we're sitting there talking about a 3% increase or 3.5% increase year over year in inflation, and we're saying, well, that's not too bad. My issue is, since 2020, you know, what's the cumulative effect? Isn't it like a compounding effect since 2020? Because that number is closer to 20%.
Yes.
And my wages haven't gone up 20%.
No, your wages on average nationwide, not you specifically, but the median wage in this country has gone up about 3% since 2020, while inflation was up 8% and then 7% and now 3%. So, yeah, close to 20%. So yeah, you're still taking home less, frankly, in spending power. And everybody seems to want to forget that. Andy Prisker, I think. Andy Puzder was on Fox News making this case a while back that people forget I know who it was. It was Gary Cohen was on CNN, who used to work for Trump, that we're forgetting this year-over-year effect that inflation hasn't gone down. There's been no deflation. It's just not going up as fast, and wages have not grown as much. And we can look at this year, for example, and say, well, wages have outpaced inflation up until last month. But we're only talking about a month or two of wage increases, and that doesn't overcome the 3 years of massive inflation we've had in this country that Democrats don't want to talk about. But, you know, the problem, honestly, is you, though. I mean, you people, y'all are ungrateful to Joe Biden. Look at what he's done for you. I don't know what it is, but he's apparently done something he's proud of. All right, Old Glory Bank, I need to talk to you about them because, you know, even banks are raising rates these days and taking money out of your accounts, and Old Glory Bank doesn't do that. They're my bank. Now, by the way, I got to clarify here because I got an email the other day. When I say it's my bank, I use them. I'm not an owner in this bank. They happen to be the bank that I bank with, and I bank with them because they're a great bank. They're online. They're feature full. They've got great online bill pay. They've got great online budgeting tools. And they're conservatives. I never have to worry about them getting mad at me because of something I say on radio or a business I choose to do business with through their account. They're not going to block the transaction. They won't for you either. They got a great banking bill of rights, by the way. You can see it at oldglorybank.com. Get an account set up with them at oldglorybank.com. Oldglorybank.com takes you less than 8 minutes to get your account set up with them. That's how I got my accounts. I got a checking and a savings account with them, and there are no fees on the accounts. You're not going to get whittled away on bank fees. OldGloryBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, terms and conditions apply, but I love using this bank and you will too, OldGloryBank.com. Greetings and welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number is 877 973-7425. Importantly, I'm going to start touring the stations next week. We're going to start with WOKV in Jacksonville, Florida. If you are a listener in Jacksonville, we've got an event scheduled Tuesday night. You can find out more on their website. And then we're moving to WDBO in Orlando. You can get on the WDBO app if you're in the Orlando area and find out there. And then we're going to start, we're going to start moving around the country. We got to get up to Greenville. I've been wanting to get up to Greenville for a while. We got a number of stations. Now we're in Sacramento as well. We got to spend some time on the road this year, but we're going to start next week down in Florida. WOKV in Jacksonville, WDBO in Orlando. If you're in those areas, go to their station websites or the WDBO app in Orlando. You'll find out where I'm going to be. Opportunity to hang out with listeners. Come have a drink, a cigar, talk politics. It'll be a fun time. Now, I want to play for you a video. This gets into the larger thematic issue of the day here. Republicans are playing themselves in the run-up to this election. And I really do think that one of those issues is Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to remove Speaker Johnson if she doesn't get what she wants out of him. I know there are people, because I hear from them, because they're very defensive of her, and they insist that at least she's fighting. What I want to reply to all of them, and I never try to engage them, because if you're a defender of an idiot, you're probably an idiot. But what I really want to say to them is, you know, there's a difference between fighting and fighting to win. If you just fight, you're probably going to lose. But if you have a strategy to win, well, then go fight. But what we constantly see from the clown show conference of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene is she wants to fight and get the notoriety of it, but she doesn't actually have a path to win, and in the process is costing the GOP its majority. Every time the House Republicans get in an argument now, the media fixates on will she or won't she, and the whole conversation becomes a highlight, the clown show, the Republicans in Congress. They can't govern. They can't lead. And the subtle undertone is, you know, it wasn't like this when Democrats were in charge. Maybe we should put Democrats back in, because at least they know how to govern the House. She's useful to the Democrats. It's why the media every time comes back to her resolution. It's exceedingly useful to the Democrats, what she's doing. The Democrats are held to a different standard by the media because the media is on their team. The media is openly rooting for the Democrats. And there are ways for Republicans to get around this quite effectively if they stop being a divided clown show and instead get on the same page. And I want to show you a great example of this, or let you listen to this. This is Fox News engaging with Rashida Tlaib. If you will recall, I played you the audio the other day. Someone in Rashida Tlaib's district led a Death to America chant. Had it been a Klan rally in a Republican district, every Republican would be asked to denounce it. But this was a Death to America rally in Rashida Tlaib's district, and no one except Fox News engaged.
Congresswoman Tlaib?
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting Death to America. Do you condemn?
I don't talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of Death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about. And I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist?
She didn't want to answer. This was a great moment by Fox News. Notice it was only Fox News, though. Where is Manu Raju from CNN? If you won't talk to Fox News, will you talk to us? We're CNN. Do you condemn death to America? Notice CNN's not doing this. Where is CNN? Forget MSNBC. They're not going to do it. MSNBC hosts chant death to America, I'm pretty sure. What about Fox News or CNN? Why aren't they doing it? If it was a Republican, they would have microphones in their faces. Look at what they did to all the Republicans after the Charlottesville protests. Do you condemn this? Do you condemn Donald Trump for this? Do you condemn this? Every time some Republican elected dog catcher in some small town in the South says something, every Republican in the nation's demanded to condemn him, but not a single one wants to talk to Rashida Tlaib about people in her district chanting death to America. These are good moments for Republicans to capture these sorts of things. Let's look at the abortion issue in Arizona. All the Arizona Republican or Arizona Supreme Court did was say the law goes back to the 1800s because Roe v. Wade is gone. And what did Arizona Republicans do? Well, they turned into a clown show on how to deal with this. The Arizona GOP passed a law when Doug Ducey was governor that banned abortion after 15 weeks. They could go back to that. What's notable is that Katie Hobbs, the governor of Arizona, is dragging this out. She didn't want a solution. She wants the issue. She wants to spook voters. She doesn't actually want to solve the problem. She wants to use it against the Republicans. And, of course, the media wants to use it against the Republicans. And Republicans cannot get themselves to rally around this 15-week ban. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. Glenn Youngkin paved the road here for the GOP. Yes, it is absolutely factually true. Republicans in Arizona lost the Senate in Virginia. They lost the state house. They didn't gain the state senate. But it had nothing to do with abortion. Democrats intended to use abortion as the issue to win big in Virginia. But Glenn Youngkin got every Republican on the same page in Virginia and said, we support a 15-week ban with exceptions. Now, that made some pro-life absolutists, abolitionists mad, but it's a reasonable position most Americans support. And when the Democrats came out and said, you know, this is all a lie. They really want to ban abortion. All the Republicans say is, that's actually a lie. We've signed on to a 15-week ban. Here's our legislation. That's really all. Well, here's our legislation. Where's the legislation you say we have? And it neutralized the issue. Republicans lost in Virginia because Republicans didn't show up for early voting. They didn't lose because of abortion. But, you know, now what are Republicans doing? You got Laura Trump now at the RNC. She's pushing more the election was stolen in 2020. Do you know the Republicans who lost in 2022 were the stolen election Republicans? The Mehmet Oz's, the Joe Kent's, the Herschel Walker's, the double down on stolen election, bad candidates, undisciplined candidates with a lot of baggage. Pro-life candidates won in tough races around the country in 2022, despite the media trying to put them on defense. Because what did the pro-life candidates do? Instead of being on defense, they went on offense about crime. They went on offense about the economy. They didn't take the bait on abortion. And the undisciplined candidates did, and they lost. And the job of the media right now is to help the Democrats do everything they can possibly do to get the Republicans off message. Take FISA. Republicans, 19 Republicans, joined all the Democrats to block FISA. If you listen to the commentary on the news, it's all blaming the Republicans about FISA. The entirety of the Democratic conference in the House of Representatives voted to kill the rule to advance FISA legislation. Not a single one of them have been blamed by the media. Why? Because Republicans made it very easy by not having a disciplined message. You had 19 Republicans with 19 different reasons for blocking FISA. The reason is that it should block data brokerage purchases by the federal government to get around the Fourth Amendment. We'll give you FISA. But Matt Gaetz doesn't want it at all, despite ample evidence that FISA has actually kept Americans safe. He's willing to sabotage it. You've got other Republicans who just don't know. Donald Trump told them to kill FISA, so that's why they want to kill it. Undermining national security because Donald Trump said so, because he's nursing grievances, even though he reauthorized FISA. The GOP can't get on the same page. They need to get on the same page because the media is exploiting these differences to help advance the Democratic agenda. And you want to know what's happening in the polling right now? Joe Biden, exactly as I told you would happen, once Trump secured the nomination, he's starting to inch up on Donald Trump in the national polling. Will it matter in the swing states? Not if the GOP focuses on the economy and crime. Republicans need to make a choice. Do they want to win or do they want to lose? Do you want to stop Joe Biden and the Democrats or not? Do you? Do you really want to stop Joe Biden? If you want to stop Joe Biden, you got to stop people like Marjorie Taylor Greene sparking Republican intra-party fights by trying to get rid of the speaker. The speaker, it's over and done. She doesn't even have the votes. She should withdraw the resolution. She doesn't have the vote. She's not going to get the votes. But every time that it comes up, the media can turn this on the intra-Republican squabbling. And some of you think, well, by God, she fights. Well, she's going to fight and lose. Do you want to fight and win? Do you want to stop the Democrats? Do you want to stop Joe Biden? Because at this point, this is the party we got. You can either all get on the same page and you can focus on the economy and you can focus on crime, or we can focus on, are we going to oust another speaker? And go through multiple weeks of trying to find a new speaker. Are we going to completely kill FISA and the next time there's a terrorist attack in this country, which unfortunately, because of Joe Biden's handling of the national security situation, is probably coming, and the Republicans are an easy right target for the media to say, and you know, and I know, there are a mass array of uninformed voters out there who, if the Republicans are not on the same page, they're going to buy the media narrative that, well, the GOP cost us FISA, and that's why we had a terrorist attack. You, some of you, are so convinced of the righteousness of your own cause, you forget there are a lot of stupid people out there who will buy a media narrative unless the Republicans get on the same page. The media is always going to be out to get us. The media has always been out to get us, and we've won a lot despite it because we've all been on the same page. But the Republicans aren't on the same page right now. You've got some of them trying to oust the Speaker of the House. You've got some of them who just want to kill FISA because Donald Trump said kill FISA. You've got some of them who want real reform, who could probably get the votes for that real reform if they could advance it without the clown show over there distracting everybody. We've got to get on the same page. If you want to stop Joe Biden in November, Republicans have got to stop fighting each other right now. But again, this comes back to the core polling that I've always said was the most troubling polling right now. And it is the polling that most Democrats polled say they'd rather a candidate who can win than who they agreed with completely. Republicans polled said they'd rather a candidate who they agree with completely than who can win. It's why the Democrats have been winning when they shouldn't. There are real issues at stake on the ballot in November. At some point, you got to be willing to say, I want to stop the Democrats more than I want to stop my fellow Republicans. Otherwise, the media will be able to exploit abortion and scare voters. The media will be able to exploit the intra-Republican squabbling that makes them look unserious and unable to govern. The media will never hold accountable the Democrats like Rashida Tlaib in districts where they chant death to America. Not that they're going to, but Republicans can push the issue. Republicans could highlight the issue. But you can't highlight those issues right now when you're fighting each other over whether or not the speaker should stay because of Ukraine funding and FISA. Democrats are putting points on the board because Republicans look like they hate each other and are unable to govern. And the truth is they do hate each other. But they could still govern. They could still be on the same page. They could still lead forward. They don't need Donald Trump to unify them. They can work together on a unifying message. But when you can send out your fundraiser and get on TV and make a lot of money, damning the consequences, well, there's no reason to get on the same page. So there must be repercussions for the people who wish to fight without a strategy to win. The media is always going to work against the GOP. The media is not our friend. Never has been, and it's gotten worse because they hate Donald Trump so much. But we do not have to let the media shape the Republican message. The Republicans can shape the Republican message, but they got to show they have the will to do that. And right now, they don't look like they do. Now, you got a will to clean the air in your house because it's stinky. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm can help you. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses electrostatic plates to trap pollen and dust and mildew and other things that float in the air. But where it really shines, the way I use it, I don't actually use it as an air purifier in my house. I use it to eliminate odors. That's why I travel with it, because it's small, hold it in my hand, keep it in my travel bag. I can plug it up with a USB cord in a rental car. If someone's smoked in the rental car, it'll wipe out those odors. Or in a hotel room, if someone smoked. I've used it in Las Vegas. I've used it around the country. I've used it in old hotels with musty smell. You plug in the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and it just wipes out those odors. It makes the air smell fresh. It gets rid of litter box odors. It gets rid of pet odors. It gets rid of smoky odors, frying odors, musty, you name it. It gets rid of them. Right now, you can buy one, get one free at EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code, you'll see a discount code box. Put in Eric Bogo, E-R-I-C-K-B-O-G-O. You'll buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You'll get the second Eden Pure for free. Buy two, get two for free. Buy three, get three for free. That's how it works. The Erickson BOGO offer. It's Eric BOGO is the discount code at EdenPureDeals.com. You can start cleaning up your air, getting rid of noxious smells at EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code, Eric BOGO. I have important news. Racism has ended in the United States of America. Racism is over. It's been abolished. There is no more racism in the United States of America. I know this to be certain because Harvard has decided to bring back standardized tests, which they decided were discriminatory against non-white people. Now they're bringing it back, so it's clearly prima facie evidence that there is no more racism in the United States of America now that Harvard has brought back standardized tests as a requirement of entry. You know, it's actually because they're having to clean up what's going on inside the Ivy League. They allowed in a whole bunch of people who had no business being there, who couldn't handle it, and just became agitators. Did you hear what happened at University of California, Berkeley Law School? So Erwin Chemerinsky is one of the – he is absolutely a progressive. He's the dean of the law school out there, and he is actually famed for his constitutional law analysis. I've actually got – so in law school, there's something called a hornbook, which is kind of like an in-depth study book on a topic. And the best constitutional law hornbook is Chemerinsky's. It's a really good book. He is a really smart guy, even if he's super progressive, very woke. He invited graduating students from the law school to his house for dinner. And some of the students came and intended to protest and took a microphone, hijacked it, refused to give it up, and started attacking Chemerinsky and the university for blood on their hands over the Gaza situation, refused to leave when asked to leave. Now the students are claiming it was their First Amendment right. Never mind they were on private property and asked to leave. They claim it was their First Amendment right. Are they going to be disciplined? Will they be punished? Will bar complaints be filed? Will they be denied graduation? Will they be suspended or expelled? The discipline matters in these sorts of things. And frankly, the atmosphere Chemerinsky himself cultivated has led to this moment. The activism of progressives inside the academy has led to the academy being overrun with a bunch of terrorist sympathizers. And I don't think it's outside of the question that the reasons that Harvard is doing what it's doing now is because it's trying to walk that back.